Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
This Week in America, coast to coast, thank you for sharing some time with us on the program today. You know, if you are coping with chronic or frequent pain from arthritis to stiff back or shoulders or painful hands or feet, it's worth making sure you're eating pain-busting foods to supplement your other therapies and to incorporate some other lifestyle practices. Our guest today, holistic health expert Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, is back with us again for her best tips on how to not only mollify pain anywhere in the body, but also boost your energy, vitality, and commitment to creating a healthy, happy, and balanced life. I guarantee no one will fall asleep during this program when listening to Dr. Susan, and we welcome her back to This Week in America. It is always a pleasure. Great information to start off the new year. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Hi, Rick. It's great to be with you. And I think it's safe to say that everybody at some time or another feels pain in their body. And, you know, there's mental and emotional pain. We're not going to address those today. We'll do that another day. But everyone feels physical pain. And this will be great to go through specific things you can do to mollify the pain.
And all of the information that we're talking about today is available at Dr. Susan's website, which is susansmithjones.com. And of course, you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Pain-busting foods, lifestyle practices, we'll talk about that today. Didn't even realize there was such a thing, pain-busting foods, and we're going to find out something new on the program today. Let's start off by talking about something that's very common to most people, especially in my age bracket, inflammation. Talk about exactly what may be the cause of that and what we can do in terms of pain-busting foods.
You bet. And your age bracket, 30, we all know.
Right, 30 to early to mid-30s, yeah,
right in there. So here we're going to talk about a little oily fish, nuts, red grapes, and berries. So the body uses omega-3 fatty acids to produce substances called prostaglandins, and that has to do with inflammation. And so if you eat a little bit of oily fish like salmon, or if you don't eat fish, flax seeds, soy, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, leafy green vegetables, every day, these will help reduce inflammation and ease that joint and back pain. And then foods rich in a chemical called resveratrol, you've heard about that in wine, but of course
yes,
it's in grapes. That helps reduce pain and inflammation. One of my favorite sources is just grape juice or berry juice. And in fact, snack on red grapes. Green grapes aren't as rich. In fact, it has much less of an amount of the resveratrol. So make sure you get the red grapes. And I most mornings I drink a pomegranate juice that also has some red grape juice in it. And you can put the berries on oatmeal in the morning, add them to your smoothies or juices.
And this will work then if we're suffering from inflammation. This is going to do some good.
This is going to do lots of good, yes. It's just good to keep these healthy foods in your kitchen all the time.
How about aching joints? That's something, especially where we live in the northern part of the country this time of year when the weather is changing, a new cold front is coming in, lake effect snow is on its way, and suddenly we have aching joints, especially after shoveling the remnants of the lake effect snow. What can we take to help us through that?
Yes, and even after exercise. So we're going to talk cherries and pineapple. For achy arthritic joints, I always recommend cherries. Researchers in the U.S. have found a substance in cherries that stops the production of chemicals that cause inflammation and pain. And a bowl of 20 cherries, whether they're fresh or defrosted ones, a day, 20 cherries a day during a bout of gout can neutralize all the aches and swelling. And I told you I have pomegranate juice that's with grape, and there's one at my local supermarket that's fresh pomegranate juice combined with cherry juice. So I have a little bit of that every day. Cherries are great in salads. Or you could gently stew frozen cherries with ginger, cinnamon, and a splash of orange juice for a warming winter dessert. And finally, right here, bromelain. That's an enzyme, Rick, that's found in pineapples. And it does relieve joint pain. And having pineapple or pineapple juice, this is what I often do, within an hour after exercise, because you often get some inflammation with exercise, and achy joints can help reduce the joint pain and inflammation.
And these are foods that we really should be eating anyway, correct?
Yeah, that's right. And they're easy to find at any grocery store.
And you've given us a number of ways. It's not like you have to take a cherry and walk around eating that. You've got a number of ways that you can actually consume that. And that drink you were talking about, actually, I'm making notes as we're going here. But I don't have to do that because I can go to the website, SusanSmithJones.com, and get all the information we're talking about today. So we talked about inflammation, aching joints, osteoarthritis, and back pain. Again, something else that's quite common.
Absolutely. Now, have you ever purchased ginger root?
No. I think for an upset stomach?
Well, yes, but do you know what it looks like in the grocery store, ginger root?
No, no.
No, okay. So check that out next time you're at the grocery store.
I will do that.
Ask the manager there to show me ginger, because the latest research on ginger, not only is it great for any kind of motion sickness, but it's great because it has pain-killing properties for osteoarthritis that are on par with over-the-counter painkillers.
Mm.
And I always, you know this, we've talked about this many times before, I always start the day with fresh ginger tea, and I take a tea kettle, a glass see-through tea kettle, because that way I know it's clean, and I boil some water, and I put in 3 to 4 little coins I've sliced off on the ginger root. I simmer it for 10 minutes, so I've made very inexpensive and delicious ginger tea to start my day to help take down any inflammation maybe I possibly have in my body. I exercise a lot, so I know I do. And dried ginger can be almost as good. You can take a half to a full teaspoon a day, and studies show that in 4 to 12 weeks, so in 1 month to 3 months, it will help you tackle that arthritis and back pain caused by degeneration of the discs and the vertebrae. So make friends with ginger.
And these are pain-busting foods that we're talking about. We'll mention some lifestyle practices as well. We're talking foods, lifestyle practices to help fight pain with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, website SusanSmithJones.com. So ginger is available at, a regular supermarket?
Yeah, right in the produce section.
Okay.
It's next to the turmeric root, which you buy every day, right?
Well, I know where that is, but
it's probably next to the garlic bulbs and onions. It's in that area.
Okay, so just if you can't find it, ask where ginger is, and if the manager says she's off today, then you figure, okay, he has no idea what he's talking about. He doesn't understand what you're looking for. So just do that at the regular supermarket. That was for osteoarthritis and back pain. General pain relief. Is there anything out there that we should be eating that will help alleviate some of that?
Okay, try fruit, veggies, and seasonings. And I'll quickly say fruits like strawberries, raspberries, apricots, and dates are high in something called salicylates, and that's part of the aspirin group, and they all reduce inflammation and pain. You see, because when your body's inflamed, that's what causes the pain. So all of these reduce inflammation and then help reduce pain. There's a range of vegetables that contain good amounts of these salicylates, and that's fava beans, another one of your favorites, tomatoes, green pepper, mushrooms, and zucchini. And seasonings, you know, you and I have done whole shows on the best spices in your medicine.
Yes.
In your spice rack to treat you for all kinds of ailments, but seasonings can help assuage pain, like cinnamon, cumin, turmeric, and thyme. And also, you'll be pleased to know that there's lots of these wonderful inflammation-reducing chemicals in tea, so definitely put the kettle on.
You know, we're talking to Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. The information we're talking about, you'll find in her two most recent books, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, and Invest in Yourself with Exercise. There are so many alternatives I'm picking up in talking with you for a number of years to run to the pharmacy and try to find something, to run to the pharmacy section and buy something over the counter. We've got really a lot of that we should be eating, as I say, on an ongoing basis anyway.
That's right. Instead of running to the pharmacy, run to the farm.
Yes.
Yeah, and nerve pain. Now, that's a big deal for a lot of people, and I say try chili peppers. studies have shown that creams that contain capsaicin, that's that heat-activating ingredient in chili peppers, absolutely relieves nerve pain associated with diabetes, shingles, or arthritis. And eating chili peppers helps a little bit, but not as much as cream. And here's what I do, and you and I talked about this about 3 years ago, is I take my own favorite cream and I sprinkle in a dash of cayenne pepper from my spice rack into my favorite moisturizing cream, and then I rub it on any achy joint. You don't want to overdo it with the cayenne pepper, but you just put a little bit in. And if you have cold feet at night, that might happen in your area.
Yes.
Take a little bit of your favorite moisturizer, sprinkle in a little cayenne, and then rub it in your feet, put a sock over it. Your feet will stay warm all night long.
And rheumatoid, you mentioned arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis, a lot of people have to deal with that. What would you suggest?
This is so simple. Green tea. I'm drinking a cup right here. Drinking 3 to 4 cups of green tea during a day can prevent inflammation and joint damage that's caused in rheumatoid arthritis. That's from a recent study at the University of Michigan.
Now, green tea is really good for you, isn't it? The last couple of years reading, and it's like whatever you do, have green tea.
Yeah, it's rich in antioxidants. It helps your immune system. It makes your skin look better. It helps hydrate your body. And it also helps you lose weight. Now, green tea has a little bit of caffeine in it, unless you get decaffeinated kind. So make sure you drink extra water along with the green tea.
Okay. Now, if you get the decaffeinated, is that as beneficial?
If you get what?
If you get the decaffeinated green tea,
yeah,
is that still?
It's just as beneficial.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
And you just won't stay up all night till 2 o'clock in the morning watching obscure police programs that are live on A&E or wherever
live
that is.
TV.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Live TV all night long. So you won't.
Yeah,
you won't have to do
live
that.
PD.
Yes. And I haven't seen that in a while, but that's a whole other program, live PD, which is interesting because it's like real time law enforcement from across the country.
But I love that show.
That's fascinating because it's unfolding as we're watching it. But back to the topic, foods and lifestyle practices to help fight pain. I'm sorry,
because,
I'm the
you know,
one.
Those police officers have a lot of pain to deal with.
Well, and they do, and they've got headaches. But the people, have you ever seen who they have to deal with? And lower back pain from riding around in the cruiser all the time. What would you suggest for
there
an officer that says, headaches, lower back pain, Susan, what should I be taking?
Yes. Vitamin D, a lot of people don't know this, has pain-killing properties for headaches and musculoskeletal pain. And if you can actually get out in the sun for 10 minutes and allow your body to soak in some of those rays, that's a great idea. And studies have even been shown that people who have lower back pain are often deficient in vitamin D. So I always take a supplement of vitamin D.
And all this information, again, at the website SusanSmithJones.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And the information from her two new books, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, and Invest in Yourself with Exercise, 5 different formats. You'll get all the information at her website. And she will also personally autograph a book if you would like to. So you can get the information there. The books are also, of course, available at Amazon. Something we've talked about before, and I wonder because I understand heat therapy is good for pain. Talk about that, especially in terms of sauna, because we've talked a lot about the benefits of sauna.
Now, this is my number one secret for overall health, for vitality, for looking younger, for natural beauty, and absolutely for pain. And that is heat therapy using an infrared sauna. There's a new study that just came out. Researchers at the Saxion University of Applied Science in the Netherlands. And they found that an infrared sauna treatment can absolutely reverse chronic pain with no side effects. And, you know, an infrared sauna is different than a traditional sauna. We've talked about that. And I posted a blog today, the top one, all about infrared saunas, so you can read more about it. But they studied the effects of infrared saunas in patients with stiff joints and a stiff spine and rheumatoid arthritis over a 4-week period. and with a series of 8 infrared sauna treatments during 4 weeks. That was it. Now, just think of the greater benefits if you did the sauna every day. And the sauna was well tolerated by everybody, and they found significant percentage of patients who experienced decreased symptoms of pain and stiffness. And fatigue, I mean, who isn't tired once in a while? Fatigue also decreased in both groups that compared to the beginning treatment and comparing it then to the end. And the infrared treatment has statistically significant benefits in patients experiencing all kinds of pain and with no unwanted side effects. And when you take a sauna and you sweat out your body's toxins. I personally don't want to go to a gym and sit in a sauna that, by the way, is traditional, not infrared, and sit in other people's toxins. You can buy them in all different sizes, from a 1 to 2 person, you know, up to a 6 or even larger, and you can put it in your garage, the corner of a bedroom, your basement, out on your outdoor deck outside, and it is such an important part of being healthy because germs and bacteria and viruses can't live in a body that you heat up. And if you ever have problems sleeping, taking an infrared sauna 2 hours before bedtime because it heats up the internal core of your body, and as it cools down, you increase the level of melatonin, a hormone in your body, and it will have you sleeping like a baby if you take a sauna 90 minutes to 2 hours before bedtime.
We're talking about foods and lifestyle practices to help fight pain. With us on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. She is, you can get in touch with her at the website, susansmithjones.com. Talking about the power of infrared saunas, and we've talked about that before. Go back and give us a little more information on that. I wonder who exactly can benefit from infrared saunas. Why infrared and where we can get them?
And what is it, too? Infrared saunas, that differs from a traditional sauna because the radiant heat in the infrared is known to penetrate the skin more deeply than those really hot, dry saunas, which means it aids better in a number of restorative body processes. Studies have shown, Rick, that an infrared sauna session, and especially if you do it on a regular basis, can help people with, I'll list a few things, cardiovascular disease, diabetes. Last week we talked about this. High blood pressure,
yes,
helps to lower. Congestive heart failure, all kinds of itises and rheumatoid arthritis. Chronic fatigue, obesity and cellulite, poor digestion, depression and anger, and chronic muscle and joint pains, not to mention it makes your skin look absolutely beautiful. Rick, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but whenever I have a photo shoot, I have lots of photo shoots, I make sure a few hours before the photo shoot, I've taken my infrared sauna because nothing that a makeup artist could do to make my skin glow and look better than it already does after when you get out of a sauna. Your skin looks amazing. And when you do an infrared sauna, some of the things that happen is you flush out toxins, you lower blood pressure, you relax your muscles, you can cut a cold or a flu off at the pass, you look younger with no beauty creams required, and it helps you drop weight effortlessly. And again, there's only one company, and I don't own any stock in the company, but I've used their saunas for 20 years. I have 2 infrared saunas. My favorite is called the Transcend TR2. It's a 2-person one, although it gives you extra space if you just use it alone.
Yes.
They're in Boulder, Colorado. I'll give you their telephone number. Get out a pen and paper. But they come in all different sizes. And if you say, I heard SSJ, Susan Smith-Jones, on Rick's show, they'll give you a $500 discount, which is great.
Wow, yes,
Through the end of next month. Their toll-free number in Boulder is 800-794-5355, 800-794-5355. And I always go to extension 813 because Emery, that's Emery's, she's their senior detoxification and product specialist. And whenever I go in the sun, and the other thing, this one company called High Tech Health Cells is that ionizer plus that makes alkaline water. I always take a quart of alkaline water in with me to the sauna, so I'm rehydrating my body as I'm sweating, and the infrared sauna and the alkaline water together help reduce inflammation, which reduces pain. So those two are my favorite health and vitality secrets is the alkaline water from the Ionizer Plus and my infrared sauna, and I've used them both for almost 2 decades.
And all the information, a lot of good information on both of those available at SusanSmithJones.com. A couple minutes left in the program today. Anything else to sort of tie together what we've talked about here? The topic being foods and lifestyle practices to help fight pain. Pain-busting foods, a lot of great information in the program. Anything else you'd like to say as we're wrapping up here?
Yes, I'd say, let me just say that all of this is in my books, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, and Invest in Yourself in Exercise, and check the blog that I posted on the infrared sauna. But 3 more quick things. Laughter. Not only does laughter bolster energy, confidence, and immunity, and reduce stress and anxiety, but it makes the day more enjoyable. And studies show that if you have one big hearty laugh, for about 10 to 15 minutes, you'll mollify any pain in your body. Remember, Norman Cousins looked at studies on that.
Turned his life around by watching TV shows in the hospital.
Like Candid Camera and
yes.
The Three Stooges, right? Sleep. It's during ample sleep time at night when we reset our energy and pain control for the next day. It fosters a more positive attitude. And, Rick, it's absolutely necessary in order to manage stress and help us feel more optimistic. So sweet dreams, make sure you get good sleep, and of course exercise. When you do an aerobic activity like brisk walking or hiking or jogging or I don't know if you use your treadmill or aerobic dance, those kinds of activities, aerobic means with oxygen, releases endorphins, and the endorphins reduce pain in the body and make you happy and make you feel positive and empowered. So if you're feeling stiff and achy and you think you don't want to go out and take a walk, I guarantee you that when the walk is over, you'll be in a much better mood and you will have mollified the pain in your body.
And when you're talking exercise, this is not like sign up for a marathon. I mean, just basically move, right? Get out and move.
It's just absolutely move, move, move. Remember, there are many of the many steps that we can take. 3 are eminently under our control: what we eat, how much we move, our exercise, and what we think about. And the body reflects the mind, and the mind reflects the body, but the body's a good place to start. So get out and move. And once you get into a regular exercise program, then it also rolls over into your diet. You actually want to eat better after you've started an exercise program.
It's amazing how the two go together, and I've seen it firsthand. It works, so get out and move. We're talking foods, lifestyle practices to help fight pain with Susan Smith-Jones, a frequent guest because she's got great information here on This Week in America. Website, SusanSmithJones.com. Information on today's program you'll find in her 2 most recent books, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, and Invest in Yourself with Exercise, 5 different formats. Go to her website. She'll autograph a book for you. The book's available also at Amazon. Great information at the website, SusanSmithJones.com. Susan, Happy New Year. Welcome to 2018. That sounds strange to even say that. And we'll be back in a few weeks and we'll talk some more.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.